Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Welcome
to Stephen Allen Almost Daily. I believe some talented voiceover and jingle mixer type person just said that to you, so that's good, isn't it? What am I doing over here? Moving this. I've got this. I'm trying to update some stuff on my computer, and it's not going for it. So I've got a list of the DLL files and SYS files that are just not working. So that's what I get up to in my rock and roll lifestyle. Put that over there. Because this piece of paper has a list of some of the news stories we'll be talking about. Boom! I won't tell you what they are yet, because the start of the show is the menu where we go through the list. I don't think there's anything. Oh, yeah, social media. Done a couple of GB News and Talk TV bits. I'll try and tweet them out on Threads and all the rest of that crap. But other than that, we did a radio show, turned it into a podcast, and it sounded like this. I'm always confused with the four-day week, to be honest, and then the start of this four-day week, the clocks change. So if I'm brutal, I don't know what day, what time. I've not got around to fixing all the clocks around the house. Half of them are saying a different time than this one. I had originally planned, now that me and the missus own, between us, own two cars, to have one car set to British summertime, the other car set to Greenwich Mean Time, and just use one car for 6 months. It's easier, isn't it, than trying to faff with the thing. Trouble is, the new car changes on its own, so that scuppered my plans. Right, what's on the show today? We'll be talking about seagulls, because we often talk about seagulls. We'll be talking about ghosts, because we don't do serious subjects when we talk about ghosts. We'll be talking about Generation Z, because we like to moan. It makes us feel slightly better about our aging, oncoming decrepitude, and probably something about coffee. Obviously, my eye is caught easily by any news story to do with babies. What with the fact I keep having them all the time, don't I? Wetting the baby's head has become a thing of the past, with just 1 in 10 dads now toasting the arrival with a pint. A poll of 2,000 parents said that booze-fueled tradition has given way for new pregnancy trends, such as baby showers. Let me stop you right there. The old days, the dad would get a pint. The new days, the mum gets a little party with her friends. We've been done over here, dads. How has that been replaced by? That's not been replaced by. That's dad loses out, mum gains a thing. That's not a fair swap, is it? A spokesperson for the people who did the survey said social media and celebration trends means that they are now becoming a thing, a staple part of pregnancy. Oh yeah, you do a shower and then you take pictures of it and put it on social media. You can't really do that as a bloke, can you? Going at 5 pints, take pictures, put it on social media. That's exactly the opposite of what you want to do. You'll never work again. This show doesn't necessarily cover serious topics. I'm aware of that. But even we don't take ghosts that seriously. Ghostly encounters with spirits are scarily common, according to a survey. With around 26% of people, just over a quarter of people, you're sat in a place with three other people, one of you fits this, saying that they've seen a ghost. Hey? The two spookiest cities are apparently Birmingham and Glasgow. I don't know why that helps us at all. That's a lot of people who see a ghost. I'm not sure that convinces me, because you go on social media, there's a lot of people who think a lot of things. Stupidly, yesterday I went down a rabbit hole of people who don't think the moon landing was real. And I know the arguments against it are saying, like, oh, if it was faked, that's a lot of people to be in on the fake, and no one's ever let the cat out of the bag. But I think more importantly, it would be the most pointless thing to fake, because how's that going to change anything? Let's fake the moon landing. Why? What will that do? Nothing. It's not like they're controlling us. It's some of the arguments about Bill Gates putting chips in your arms. That's a control. Having a bit of grainy footage from 1969, less so, but. Apparently ghosts are real. I don't necessarily believe they are, but if they get a Rajar diary, as long as they fill it in, I don't care. I don't know if you saw this story. Every so often, there's a story about someone who finds something on butter or toast or something that looks a bit like someone who's famous or Jesus, and that's in the news. Here's the latest one. A coffee lover spotted a picture of David Bowie on her coffee. And then there's a picture of the coffee. Nah, she didn't. It looks absolutely nothing like, it barely even looks like a face. What it is roughly the shape of what could be a human head, and that's it. Do they mean David Bowie back as he was in the day, or as he is now? Do you know what I mean? How does this get in the newspaper? As someone who every so often has to spend good money on PR to get my big round face in the newspapers, I'm a fool to myself. Why don't I just find something that looks a bit like my face and send it to the Daily Star and say, there you go, Stephen Allen from the MASH Report. Probably just a potato. Any potato probably looks enough like me. In fact, do you know what? Stay tuned. I'll try and see if I can get my big round face in the newspapers in the next couple of weeks. This news story caught my eye because it's about bottom doubles. I don't know why, but I'm interested. I don't think I get much work. But my media career, you know what it's been like. I'm not necessarily... I don't have a lot going on these days since MASH Report finished. And one agent said that he could get me in films. He's never got me in any films. So now I'm left thinking, maybe I could be an extra. And there was a story that extras are all going to be replaced. Because when you sign up to be an extra, the companies have the rights, the digital rights to your outline or whatever, and then they're just going to AI and CGI it and replace all the extras. So maybe now I need to be a bum double. A bottom double was used for the new drama about Prince Andrew, the disgraced royal played by Rufus Sewell in Scoop, which is going to be on Netflix, about his infamous Newsnight interview. Now, I saw that Newsnight interview. Did I miss a bit? When he's been interviewed by Emily Maitlis, why does he need a bottom double? Was the bit where I looked away from the camera? I mean, I know it was not an interview that went well for Prince Andrew, but I didn't realise he was asked about whether he's ever played rugby or not, if you know what I mean. That could have gone a lot worse, I suppose. This story winds me right up. Police have failed to nab a single car thief in more than 100 neighbourhoods last year. Crooks escaped from 336,000 vehicle crimes. And obviously that's bad, but it is made worse by the fact that if you go in a box junction, they will send you a fine. If you park in a way you're not meant to, but it's slightly erroneously, they will send you a fine. If you go through a certain area and the miles per hour is not quite what it is, they get 20 miles an hour, they get you. And what I've realised is, if you do any kind of slight misdemeanor on the roads, they catch you like that and fine you. But if you're a car thief, they won't. So the next time you go through a box junction, you think, oh, that camera caught me. Just say that your car's been nicked, because they'll never find it anyway. So buy yourself a new car and move on with your life. Seems like a plan, doesn't it? Quick hit on this news story. You can now apparently terrify visitors to your home with a handmade 6-foot coffin featuring Halloween's Michael Myers face for £150. They spotted that on Facebook Marketplace. Quick thing. If this were a radio show I was doing, say, on the 25th of October, the idea of selling a fake coffin with Michael Myers in would be, oh, what Halloween japery. What fun. So look at the date there. 3rd of April. It's too late for an April Fool. It's way too early for Halloween. If you want to buy a fake coffin with someone in it, you're wrong-un. That's what we've done. We've identified more wrong-uns. You're wrong-un. AI news. We like to keep you up to date with an area of news that you don't need to know. You can crack on with your life without knowing about AI, but we help you out. The world's leading AI firm says it will not release its voice cloning tool over fears it could be used to impersonate world leaders. Firstly, there's already people impersonating world leaders. Rory Bremner, you know what I mean? Arrest that guy first. But I agree, because they've now got AI technology that is so good, apparently it takes 15 seconds, that's all you need, 15 seconds of someone speaking, it samples it, analyzes it, and then you can type in any word you want and it will realistically reproduce that voice. Do I worry about people pretending to be Rishi Sunak? Nah. Liz Truss? Never did. Joe Biden? What, the ghost of? Come on, that's not going to be a useful voice to have for long, is it? But what about me? Every single day, I broadcast way more than 15 seconds worth of me speaking. Someone could sample me. Do I worry that they will then use this as a pretend wind-up call and I'll get in trouble? No. If anything, it's the other way around. I will start making prank calls. Hideous things to people, and then when they get upset, I'll say, oh, someone must have AI'd me. No, I'm more worried that if you sample my voice, you could just get the computer to do this radio show. It'd be cheaper and better, so thank heavens they're not releasing it. We're running out of time to deal with this story. Generation Z are so hooked on social media, they get junkie-style jitters if it's taken away. Experts warn that the use of Instagram, TikTok, Facebook and X for people under 27 can make them shake and sweat. If you are someone who's under the age of 27 and you are addicted, you are helpless. You can't stop but look at the social media and it's ruining your life. You should follow me on Instagram at Mr. Stephen Allen. I'm on TikTok. Don't really do Facebook and I'm on X as well because if your life's going down the pan, you might as well get me a few hits as well. Honestly, read my blog if I thought it'd improve my life. Come on, have a look at that. You know how there's a lot of talk about seagulls. How seagulls are getting bigger, they're terrible, they nick your chips, they wait around in gangs, they do online crimes where they try and persuade you that they're in love with you. No, wait a minute, that was a different story. But still, seagulls are bad. Experts now say that we should be best friends with seagulls. Bird flu and failing fish stocks have forced the flying food thieves out of their wild habitats into urban areas where they try and nick your chips. But apparently, even though gull attacks, and they always seem to attack bald men, and the newspapers say it's because we look like eggs, that's just insult and injury. But apparently, you should see them as charismatic. Professor Paul Graham from the University of Sussex said, "When we see behaviours like this, we think of mischievous or criminal, but what we're seeing is a really clever bird." Put it this way, if you were a human and you tried to nick my chips, I wouldn't be friends with you. So I don't see why I should make an exception just because they can poop from a great height. All right, podcast done. What were the stories which I picked that we couldn't do in the show? Well, we could have done this one. Exercising, socialising and learning and playing are all vital for dogs to ward off dementia. I'm not really sure what I was going to do with that. Something about, like, these are all things that I need to take care of. That would have been the angle, wouldn't it? I would have said, new research says that taking a dog for a walk can improve its fitness and ward off dementia. I'm trying to improve my fitness and ward off my dementia, so I'm trying to get the missus to put a lead on me and take me out there. Nothing to do with dementia, just need a hobby. That's how my brain would have worked. That's the joke I would have done. Anger off-screen Hugh Pate. BBC bosses were braced for a backlash over Hugh Edwards getting his six-figure salary despite being off air for 8 months. Again, what was the joke I was going to... Already you know that's a story that you couldn't have done on air. People get upset. But 62-year-old Edwards was expected to be named as the broadcaster's highest paid newsreader. Well, you know what they say? No news is good news. That's the joke I would have done. And what else is there? A black woman who claimed race discrimination after her colleagues spoke at each other in Welsh has lost a case. What she should have done is sued for being spat at. As soon as you get those L's together, next thing you're wiping your face down, aren't you? That's kind of the improv I would have done about those stories. But you're doing it in the podcast, so you know you can get away with a bit more. That's kind of how this bit of the show works, doesn't it? Listen, let me spin this. That's about all we've got time for. I just need to make sure I'm not in Inception. That's about all we've got time for. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can get more of these if you subscribe. It stopped. This is not a dream or a nightmare, if we're brutally honest. All you need to do is subscribe to wherever you found this. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen, and until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.